Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts is joining all the other New England states in enacting a distracted driving law. The law, signed yesterday by Governor Baker, prohibits drivers from holding a phone for any purpose. WBUR's Steve Brown explains what it means for you.
Governor Baker says the law goes a long way toward ending distracted driving in Massachusetts.
Operators driving a car should not be holding a phone to text, check social media, or email. When a driver on an electronic device hits something or someone, that's not an accident. It's a crash that was avoidable.
Provisions of the law go into effect in 90 days. After that, you are not allowed to hold your phone in your hand while operating your vehicle. For nearly the past decade, it's been illegal to text and drive in Massachusetts, but the new law means drivers will have to put voice calls on speakerphone or through a car's Bluetooth audio system. You'll need to use something like voice recognition to tell your device to place an outgoing call, and you'll only be allowed to make a single tap or swipe to activate hands-free mode. The law provides a bit of a grace period to give drivers a chance to adapt. If you're caught holding your phone while behind the wheel, you will just be given a warning, but that's only until the end of March. Beyond then, a first offense will cost you $100, second time $250, and third and subsequent offenses will result in fines of $500. Habitual offenders will also be subject to auto insurance surcharges and will have to attend additional driver training. State Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack says education and enforcement are important.
There is a culture of cell phone use that needs to change, and part of that requires enforcement, which is why we needed this law. And it gives us the opportunity to re-educate those who may get multiple citations under this law by having them take a course. So we'll be working on all of that.
The law also directs the Registry of Motor Vehicles to collect demographic data for every traffic stop ending with a citation. That data will be analyzed by an outside agency to detect any irregularities. Some lawmakers feel racial profiling could come into play with the traffic stops. If the analysis detects possible racial profiling in any law enforcement agency, that agency could be subjected to more intense data gathering. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.